Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Truth Media Network. Hi, it's Scarlett Butler, and we have very special guests this evening. Before we go, I want to talk about, is your company failing? Do you need to get your name out there so you can draw in more traffic? Give Ritty in the City a call at 561-872-1314, and Ritty will help you to bring in more traffic and to do more sales. And now with the show, with the truth is out there, voice of the people, host, let me introduce Joe Goldner.
Hi, everyone. We got a very big show today. We got a special a candidate that's running out of Nevada in CD3. They call him the new version of Thomas Paine. And that's one of the founding fathers, so an idea. So it's really interesting to see and how he's going to make America great again and make Nevada great again. Let me introduce you to this particular candidate. He is running for CD3 in Nevada, or Nevada, however you say it, because here on the East we say it different than what they do over in Nevada. But his name is
Nevada.
Brian Nadell. So, Mr. Brian Nadell, how you doing?
Hello, very good, Joe. I just wanted to let you know you've already inspired me with that song that you played before you started on the show. It got me on fire. And, you know, I'll tell you what, the truth is out there. And it sounds almost kind of like X-Files, you know. I love that, like conspiracy theory. You know, and even though a lot of people out here in the media like to consider me a conspiracy theorist, but really I'm not. I'm actually somebody that has common sense and actually understands when somebody says something that, you know, you find out that, you know, little red flags come up and you know it's not true. you know it's got to be something else. And so you just put it into a little box and figure out what it is that they probably are trying to do. And that's what they want to call a conspiracy theorist. But just wanted to let you know I love the name of your show, and I'm looking forward again to being on it. And thank you very much for that, Joe.
Thank you. Right now, tell our listeners who you are and why you are running for Congress and how you got to be known as the Thomas Paine country of Nevada. And who is Thomas Paine for those people that don't understand them?
Okay. Well, first of all, I'll tell you a little bit about me. I used to be in business promotions, marketing back in the 80s. Towards the late 80s, in 87, when my father passed away, it was a very hard time for me. And somehow or another, I kind of let the business aspect of things go. And somehow or another, I found myself in a poker casino. And, you know, and that's how it all started back in 1987. So I've been a professional poker player for, you know, since then. And, you know, what I'd like to do is the reason why I'm running for Congress is because, well, I see what's going on in Washington today, Joe, and it's got to be, it's sad to say the least. And this isn't something that I was actually wanting to do in my life, you know, especially, you know, at 67 years old. But, you know, I felt that this country needs me, and that's what I'm here for. I'm here to try to save the country, bring common sense, and be able to reach out to the others and get things done. And literally, the issue has to do, and that's by using the we the people, because we actually have the strength and the control over these people. We just don't understand it. And, you know, that's what I'm going to show people. They're going to start working for us. It's supposed to be we the people, for the people, and by the people. And that's the way they're playing this game. And I see what they're doing. And that's why I decided to get in there and beat these people at their own game and bring back our freedom and our liberties that we have lost. And more than that, I feel that we are losing our country. Most of the people I speak to, and I'm not talking about just conservative people, Joe. I speak to everybody. I talk to, you know, liberal, more-minded people, people that are sort of in the middle. I talk to everybody that is white, black, brown, red, Asian, and actually talk to people if they were green, if I ever find them, because it's important that we start uniting and coming together as the people, and that's what I'm trying to accomplish. As far as Thomas Paine, well, it's sort of a strange thing. It actually happened during a conversation that I was having in my garage. My God, and you know, it's not like, you know, people might think I'm a very religious person. It's not the case, but I do have plenty of conversations with God, believe me. And this particular time, this man came to me. I wasn't even sure who it was. And so more or less to say, we'll leave it like this. It was sort of like in a vision. And mm-hmm. He said to me three times, not in a voice, but just reading his lips. And he kept on saying common sense. And so when you see something like that, and I'm not somebody that does drugs or drinks, because I don't, so I was completely within, you know, in my center, and it was just strange. And since that, I'm trying to bring common sense back to people and sort of trying to be kind of become him. And if to my website, by the way,
tell the listeners where your website is.
My website is Nadell, Nadell, the number 4 added.com. And if you go to a website, if you like it, I'm trying to take us back to our founders, you know, the pride of America when we were formed, you know, and so you'll notice a picture there. And so if you want to see what Thomas Paine looks like, you will actually, you know, see that, you'll see Thomas Paine, and then he's looking, and you'll all of a sudden see me. And it's sort of me transforming from him to me, and then me back to him again. What I did is I morphed it. But we really kind of blend in, and, you know, I want to bring common sense back, and I have a plan how to do this. You know, so, That's what I'm trying to do. That's the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. I love this country. You know, I see what's going on. I see, you know, how the psychology has been used on all the people from the media. It's hard to even know what to believe or not to believe, and that's why I love your show. The truth is out there.
Yeah, we expose. Well, we do is we try to expose everything and get this out, and we're out there. And there are times we get attacked every so often, either through a troll or technical difficulties to get on the air sometimes. But we end up always finding ways to get through, because if they try to block us from the radio show, we do the podcast. Either way, we get out there. But the point is that right now, what's going on, I don't know if you saw what happened today. There's several things that went on. You know, House of Representatives, they impeached Moriakis, whatever you want to call him. And today, the Senate decided to not take it up. They voted to shelf it, basically. And but under the Constitution, they're supposed to at least have the trial and let to present the evidence and then vote yay or nay, so to speak, to impeach, to kick him out, or to let him stay. They didn't even give a chance to do that. The House came back and said, those senators, the Democrat senators that voted to shelf or to deny the trial, are all going to lose the seat that's up for election, and because they threw the American people under the bus. What is your reaction?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. I know that as far as I followed with Moreau, I have a problem with that too. And I have quite a big problem with him, and as well as I do right now with this radical progressive regime, and they're tyrannical, this government. And I see what's going on here too. And what I don't understand is how we got to this point necessarily. Where were our safeguards to protect these things from happening?
They've been nibbling away from the safeguards.
Right. It's the Senate's duty to hold that hearing, just like you said before. It's their constitutional duty. And unfortunately, what they're doing in Washington, it's so bad. That's why a lot of people, even, you know, representatives that are now in Congress, and they're even telling you, the people, that this place is not fixable. And I believe that. It seems to me, and I'll tell you what it is, if you ask my opinion. And I'm very serious, because I see a lot of these things inside of politics, and I'm here to expose this too. But it's almost like they're the Hatfield and McCoys. They do not want to get along. They won't reach, you know, across the aisles. The left, unfortunately, they hate America. They really do. And I'm not talking about the people. So, you know, I want to make that clear, Joe, because that's important. You know, people that consider themselves more liberal or consider themselves Democrats, you know, they've had a lot of, you know, psychology used against them. Believe me, I know how that works. I know when you talk to somebody, you know, 5-6 times, it starts registering in their heads. And that's the reason why the left always continually is like on script with their messaging. And so this is a situation that I find very serious, because there's no question whatsoever what they have done, these people in government. And don't get me wrong, I'm not necessarily convinced that, well, matter of fact, I'm pretty sure it's not Joe Biden. You know, I don't believe this man is competent enough to make those sort of decisions.
No,
you
he's
know,
not.
I absolutely
he's,
believe.
Yeah.
Barack Obama.
That's exactly right. You know, Scarlett, you just said it, and that's what I'm out to do. When I'm out here to do anything else that I accomplish, I'm not only going to expose those sort of people, and believe me, you know, a lot of people don't even, you know, when I talk to people, and I do this sort of almost kind of like as a game, and I'll say, do you know who Boy Santoro is? Nobody knows who it is. I've had a few people that got it and knew what it was. And people now are probably just scratching their head thinking to themselves that are listening on your show, who's Barry Santoro? Well, Barry Santoro happens to have been Barack Hussein Obama.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how this happened where we elected him. I actually see, you know, where he had charisma. You know, he had that pop voice. He resonated with the younger people. You know, he had that look. And somehow he fooled the people.
Yeah.
And so
and he's also responsible. He's responsible for all the heat in this country and the division in this country. He's the one, as soon as he got into power, he did that.
The jealousy, the greed, the scamming, the conning. The man's gay. He's married to a man. The Michelle Obama is a man. It's all a con.
Well, that's another question there, too, that really needs to be looked into when you talk about, you know, I say, you know, Mrs. Obama, because, you know, I like to think of myself as being very common sense sort of guy. And what I'm able to do, not only is just the skills that I've formed from playing poker, you know, to where, you know, I can look into people's eyes. And I, you know, people think that maybe I could look into their souls. I really can't. But I can sort of see what kind of people they are. I can see people by the way that they, you know, might, you know, their forehead might kind of wrinkle over saying something, or when their eyes are shifting, or certain things what they do with their hands to tell me if they're comfortable or not comfortable, if they're nervous, if they're confident. I've picked up on those things. And so, you know, these are some of my talents. And I'm also a chess master. So I understand, and usually are three moves ahead of other people because I think ahead. And that's why I've been able to figure out back in 2019 towards the end what was happening. Even while Trump was president, what was going to happen, I told people way before, just before that time, that something was going to happen to interfere with this election, and it was going to happen in the beginning of 2020. Well, I think it started in the end of 2019, and what that was, COVID. In my opinion, they put COVID on us. This is how evil are the people that we're talking about. And it also, that's why I'm so concerned right now on this election and the integrity of it, is because I know what it's like to be all in. You know, that's what happens sometimes when you're playing poker. Literally, you have to put all your chips in. Well, that's what's happening right now. From these liberals and Democrats on the left, they know they cannot lose power under any circumstances. They know.
Why do you think they're bringing in the illegal? They're bringing in the illegals.
I'm sorry, what was that spelling?
They're bringing in the illegals. They're bringing in the illegals so they can vote.
Oh, you're talking about the voters? Or all these people they're bringing across our border? Oh, God, I'll tell you what. I want to talk about this because I have been saying this for quite a while now. I said these people have put on your tyrannical government. People think it's just for votes. No. It's partly that. Don't worry. Those people won't be voting, but their names are going
to
get cast
to the
vote.
It's to take out MAGA.
Well, I said it's the greatest Trojan horse in the history of the world. What these people are allowing, not just in America, but in other countries. You know, these people aren't just like, they're not like those women children type anymore. The people, they're literally opening up the prisons in places like Venezuela. You know,
they're sending bad people
all over the place.
To take us all out.
These
they're building a regime.
But that's
the Venezuela
right.
gangs, the MS-13, the Venezuela gangs,
absolutely.
All this stuff.
We know.
And what about
all these
Chinese nationals?
And Chinese nationals, 18 to 25-year-olds.
Right.
Military age.
But we're ready. Brian.
They're getting ready.
We're ready.
You know, Scarlett, I've been saying this myself. It's been my greatest fear. You know, it really is. And it's another reason why I've decided to do what I'm doing. And I'm hoping to get to reach the people. Because I said if I reach the people, I will win. But obviously that costs money. And I'm getting concerned at this point with 55 days left.
Brian, we have a caller I don't know what the question is going to be, but we have a caller call in. So do you want to take the call?
Well, that's what I'm here for.
Okay, there you go, Brian. Okay. Hello, would you have a question for Brian Nadell, who's running in CD3 in Nevada?
Oh, yes. Is that going to be based on Constitution, or can we ask questions about Middle East also?
If anything you want.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, my friend. I hear about the Constitution. And what else did you say?
I said Middle East. Can we ask about Middle East questions or just has to be Constitution and Republican?
What's your question? What's your question?
Okay. My question is from you guys. Do you think Israel will hit Iran soon?
He wants to know if we're going to attack, if Israel's going to respond or retaliate to Iran for what they did this past Saturday.
Well, I believe that they need to protect their sovereignty, and if they're being attacked, you know, which is, I'll tell you what, very, very concerning to you, my friend, because, you know, even, I believe it's even with Nostradamus predicted these particular things at this particular time that we're in, you know, that we're living in our country and in the world today, and it would start in the Middle East. It would start in Iran, and they're attacking Israel. I don't see this as being very good. As a matter of fact, I think it's dangerous. I believe this could be what's going to start World War III. You know, believe it or not, I go back to those elections. You know, I would not be surprised if that's part of the plan of where we are in our history now. And I'm concerned that this could be what they were going to use in 2024 to stop stop an election, which has never happened before in our history. I believe once it delayed for a day. But I believe that they know, and believe me, they know how the people in this country feel. They follow all the social media, Facebook, Twitter. They cover everything. They know what everybody is writing, you know, what they're saying. And they know that they will lose power in this next election completely, and Donald Trump will be the 46th president of the United States of America. They have to stop that at all costs.
47.
I'm just saying that's got to be their strategy.
Yeah, it is. That's why you're seeing demonstrations in the streets around the country with the taking over bridges like the Golden Gate Bridge, taking over the railway to O'Hare International. They tried it in Florida, and DeSantis took them all out. They tried it in Miami, and DeSantis made a phone call, and they either arrested them or dragged them out, or they're not around anymore. Let's put it that way. You're not going to down
well,
in this
you
state. You're not going to. You know.
And since you've mentioned it, I'm gonna let you know, and your audience, in my opinion. And, you know, I haven't vetted these people, but I'm very good at talent. I've been able to tell last since 2020, each candidate that was going to win their race, and unfortunately, when I say races or the senatorial races, that they keep on losing. And I know why they're losing out here, too, and that's another issue. But, and I'm sorry, I just lost my train of thought because I went somewhere else. But what exactly the reason why I just said what I did? I'm sorry. You know, that happens sometimes. There's so many things going on right now. You said about DeSantis. I was going to mention, and I hope Trump hears this. I was actually the guy that in 2016, I was literally calling his answering machine. They gave me, I contacted his campaign headquarters in New York, you know, and this is when Trump was like 7-1 to win this election. And I was leaving messages after speaking to their staffers. They asked me to please call this number, and I remember it used to come up as Donald J. Trump, candidate for president. And I would leave these messages to what he needs to do to reach to the people, because I know myself how most of the people are feeling. Believe me, I feel like a lot of other people as well. So I gave him suggestions, and you know, it was amazing. Within a week, all of a sudden, he started doing it. And I don't know if it was by coincidence or, you know, somebody was listening and it made sense, but they said they would listen to those phone calls. So I'm going to make a suggestion for President Trump here and now and to the people in this country. In my opinion, I think for vice president, our two best people to become vice president would be DeSantis, because that would give the Republican Party or in this country a break for the next 2 years of insanity. Or I'll tell you what, there's somebody that I do like a lot. By the way, I have met both of these people. I met Ron DeSantis. He actually did his book for me here in Nevada when he was doing an event at this place called Stoney's, which is kind of like a bar, sort of a restaurant that the Republican Party has some of their events. And so I kind of met him, didn't get a chance to talk to him much. And then the other one that I saw over there was Tulsi Gabbard. And I'm very impressed with this lady. I think she's very sharp.
I like Tulsi Gabbard, but she's a Democrat now, independent. She's more in line with a Republican in a lot of ways, but she's still got a left. But we like Kristi Noem is good, and Vivek, and also Vivek Ramaswamy is good.
I agree with you with Victor Ramaswamy. I actually like this guy, but at this particular time, I would not have voted for him. First of all, I think he's still a little too young. Second of all, you know, these people, if we're going to elect to be the president of the United States in the free world, we have to know about these people a little bit more. But I love some of the things he said. You know, I love the fact that he brought out on stage in one of the debates when he said all of these people are bought and paid for. So he told people what really is going on, and I respected that.
Yeah.
So,
what he did,
you know,
what he
as a vice president candidate,
what he did to Rona McDaniels was good. When he did, the former RNC chair, he called her out right then and there, and that was really the beginning of the end for her. But so that was a big thing there. But we won't know for another maybe a month. But
I'll tell you, Joe, because it is important. You know, there are certain connections of people in politics, and for an example, like Ronna McDaniel. And I've never met this woman. One time she was here, they didn't let me get a chance to see her. And I'll tell you about that and the reason why they're doing this. But, you know, all she's done is underperformed. Republicans haven't done nearly as well as they should have. But think of this. Think of this, folks. You know, her uncle is Mitt Romney. Now, Mitt Romney, who, in my opinion, and I'll tell you what, I'm sorry to say this, but, you know, the man, he betrayed our country. Not just the party, Republican Party, but when these people will literally go out and say that Trump, no, which means I'm going to go vote Biden. Now, for anybody that can actually say something like that, especially somebody that's a conservative, you've got to be kidding me. Why would you do this? Because he's a rhino. And a rhino is basically a Democrat with a donkey tail. And they know how to stay, you know, in office. And what they do is when the Democrats really do something, they're going to go off their party side and vote for them when it's certain important. Otherwise, they're going to vote for the Republicans, you know, most of the time. And it's all part of the game. That's why I said that Washington is basically a uniparty. In a certain way, which means that I believe we have some good people that are out there really trying to do something good. But I think that the reason why it can't happen is they've got a few that are always on the other side, but they represent themselves as being, a conservative, and they're really not. I've actually seen this here in Nevada in our party. We have some people that are absolutely Democrats, and they have powerful positions. I know they are. First of all, I've spoken to so many people, folks. Believe me, conservatives, I said before, liberals, independents, I know how they think. And so, you know, in particular cases, I felt that these people that are in very high positions in our party, they don't share real Republican views, that they're Democrats. And then I'd meet some people that literally went out with these people to dinner and said that, and these people were so liberal and said they're more liberal than they are. So I know this stuff is happening. And one of the reasons, you know, why these people have tried to keep me away from certain people is because they know, or at least they think that, almost like I can read their minds. I can't, but I know where they're going. I've even got a talent now, folks. I'm not kidding, to where I could play poker with somebody. And this isn't, going to happen 100% of the time. But I can tell by the way they play poker if they're more liberal or conservative or neither of the above, just by the way they play poker. So I can smell a liberal when I see them. It's usually the first word they say or certain tendencies that they have. But I love my fellow liberal people. I miss some of my friends that, this has caused, issues with. And just want to bring us all back together and unite the people. And I believe I have a plan on how to do that. I really do. And that's another reason why I'm doing it.
It's about respect. There's no respect, no integrity in this country anymore.
Absolutely. No, it's not. And it's sad.
And I think if respect and integrity returned to each soul of each human being in this nation, we would be better. Okay? It's okay to disagree.
Now,
it really is.
Yes.
It is, because you don't want to
get that. Let me ask you a couple position questions.
Sure.
First of all, do you support the Second Amendment, the NRA?
Oh, absolutely. That's why I say, Joe, if you guys just go to my website, nadelfornevada.com, and look at my issues. That's one thing. Strongly, and when I say very strongly, I'll tell you this: kind of go to this so you'll understand how I feel. And matter of fact, this is actually a Thomas Paine quote, and I'm trying to find it in here because I kind of wanted to give you an idea of what this gentleman said 250 years ago and how accurate and how it plays out, today. But as I said, if you looked at my website, you would notice how passionate I am about our First Amendment, our Second Amendment, and literally to how they're trying to destroy both of them. And this is, I hate to tell people, I've predicted exactly where we were going to be today. And we are here, and I'm very concerned about what the end game is going to look like. This is it. Arms discourage and keep the invader and plunder in awe, and preserve order in the world as well as property. Horrid mischief would ensue were the law-abiding deprived of the use of them. So I hope that tells you how I feel about our Second Amendment, and I will not allow, if I'm in Washington, to get this done. And I understand, I'm not being naive, I'm only one of 435 people that would be in Congress, but I'll tell you what, I understand how to beat them at their own game, I know how the system works, and I'm going to use we the people to do it. And by the way, Thomas Paine is going to be a part of that. It's in an idea that I have. And how I'm going to be able to reach out to the people. And I'm going to let these politicians know right up front. It's no longer going to be your establishment. It's no longer going to be your donors and these elitists that are calling the shots. You are now going to work for the
lobbyists.
People. Because, and the lobbyists. But, I just did this, actually, Joe, and I think it's important because I told the people that we have the power to do this, and I'm going to show them how to do it. But about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, the CCRP, which is the County Republican Party, had a big event at a church, a Liberty Church here in Las Vegas. And, you know, the candidates had to pay $325 in order to be able to speak for 2 minutes to the voters, as well as have a table set up. So what happened was, and I'll show you how it works. It's actually registered in the minutes.
To speak
and
two
what
minutes?
Happened was,
yeah, what happened?
One of the ladies, are you still there, Joe?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, one of the ladies that is very involved, you know, with the Republican Party, went up to make a motion to allow these candidates that hadn't donated their $325 to be able to speak. Well, they said in their bylaws that they would not be able to speak. So the ruling had happened. So I went into line. I went up there, and I said the same thing. I said, sir, I think the voters – I said, I'm a candidate for the United States Congress in the 3rd Congressional District, and I believe these voters have the right to hear from these other these other people that are literally putting everything on the line to represent the people and to do right by our country. And so he says to me, this has already been ruled upon. We are not going to allow you guys to speak. And I said, well, sir, I've already spoken. But these people need an opportunity. And so the guy says, you're out of line to me. And I said, no, this is out of line. The people have the right. I went to the people right there, sitting down there, and I said, ladies and gentlemen, please raise your hands if you would like to hear these candidates speak. Well, guess what? A whole bunch of them raised their hands, and those candidates got to speak. Now, this is what we're going to do. And I'm going to show the people, if you want term limits, which I am an advocate on term limits, it's time. I'm going to show you how to get it. These politicians aren't going to do it. But if I get into office, one of the things I'm going to do is sign a constitution or draw up a constitutional amendment for term limits. And I'm going to let the people know, these people in Washington, that we the people want term limits. And you're going to give it to us. Or next election cycle, we're going to all vote you out. But better
you
than that.
You have to be very careful when you do that. Because you need two-thirds of the states to do that. And it's scary in these times to do that. Because you never know what could happen to have a constitutional convention. Remember that.
Absolutely.
So it's
and not
something
I'm not...
you want to leap into. Because we have a lot of bad people in this country. A lot.
Well, I can tell you this. A poll that was done by the Zobe polling, which was, very accurate. 86% of conservative people want term limits. But 82% of Democrats.
25% evil people in this country that want to steal us. And get rid
absolutely.
Of our Constitution. So, know what? It's still a problem.
Well, it is,
and you know what?
But that's
you know
the
what?
Reason.
It blows my mind. These people who are so messed up in the head live real good in our country, don't you think?
Absolutely. But see, more than that, Scarlett, and I love your name. It reminds me of, I think I told you before, Scarlett O'Hara, I'm gone with the wind.
Hypocrite.
But
they're hypocrites.
Well, they are. And they're also people that no longer have the ability to use common sense. And so that's the reason. Because I do know the time structure that we do have, and I do want to talk to your voters, or you're not your voters, but your audience, because this is something that I was told by one of the head people here in the Republican Party says, well, you don't have the personality to fundraise. And it's because I've always said, I just don't feel comfortable with that. But I do know one thing, folks, and that is I'm going to need some help here. So I wanted to ask your audience, and let them know to go to my website again, nadelfornevada.com. Look at what I stand for. And, you know, I understand things are hard for people, but people do that, you know, and if they're really that difficult, I wouldn't want them to donate. But for people that can afford to, and it wouldn't be hard for them to do this so I can win this election. I've been putting my own money into this, but I can win this thing with a little bit of help. So what I decided to do was for everybody, I like to give something back in return. So what I'm doing is...
Excuse me, I have a question.
Sorry, what?
Are you in the middle? Do you have a primary?
Yes, my primary is June 11th. So I'm like 55 days away to say to the people.
How many people are running in your primary?
Well, there's six other candidates. Four of them, I've met candidates, and four of them, they're not going to. This is going to be basically a two-man race. Right now, the way it stands right now, it would be a two-man race between Drew Johnson and Dan Schwartz. And the fact of the matter, one of the reasons is, and Dan Schwartz is not the right guy. He's not going to win anyways. But he's willing to put in over $1 million into his account, you know, into the campaign. And that's another thing. These people just waste money. If they spend $1 million, I can spend $100,000 and actually do the same thing that they're doing, but better without maybe some of their TV ads. But, you know, besides that, it's because I know how to negotiate and how to get the best price for the things that I'm going to be using. Outside of that, it's going to be either Drew Johnson is going to win our, you know, the third congressional district primary.
Do you have a debate?
He's going to go against Susie Lee and lose. But
Will there be a debate?
Well, I've actually even on my show, you know, I have a podcast. It's called Poker, Politics, and Patriotism. It's on the GCD network, and I've already asked the candidates to debate me. We'll get a moderator. And the audience will ask the questions of us. And I said that if, you know, then let them vote to see who they believe is the best candidates. And the prize I put up there is I put a dream team that I'm putting together. It's right now it's just President Trump and myself trying to get the best candidates that I believe are the best candidates to, you know, not only be able to that have the personality, have the fight in the spirit to be able to go against the Democrats to get things done. Not people that say, okay, 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 and allow them to violate our Constitution, among other things. And so I've offered them to debate me, and if whoever wins that debate, and if it's not me, I will put them on my dream team in front of me.
Okay.
And I want them to get an opportunity to speak for at least 5 minutes to the audience, to the viewers, the voters, and give them the reason why they're the best candidate.
Why don't you get a local newspaper to do a debate?
Well, believe me, I'm trying.
There are no conservatives in the newspaper business. Nobody
has
a newspaper here, which is the Review Journal. They lean more to the left. There's a big problem also. I see what these people have done, and it's very important we understand.
How about a REC? Do you not have a REC?
Well,
Republican Executive Committee?
Republican Executive Committee.
Yeah. Don't have a REC?
Has the RNC come in to help you in any way or any of these candidates?
Well, no, they do that, by the way. And, you know, they break their own bylaws. You know, but what they do is they do it in private. They say they will not help a candidate until they win the primary. So
right.
It's basically every candidate themselves. But believe me, there are the wheels.
How about a restaurant? How about a restaurant
power
holds a debate? How about a restaurant holds a debate?
Or a casino.
Well, what
or
I need
casino.
To do myself, well, they just, trust me, I've tried certain things with that. They will not do that, especially a casino. I mean, they're not going to show, they're not going to play the hand that way.
Yeah. Anyway, we're running down on time. Is there anything that you would like to tell our listeners to get them to vote for you and to get you the money to get to win this race?
Well, absolutely, and thank you, Joe. What I'm going to do is this. For anybody that donates to my campaign, $50, I'm going to send them a beautiful Common Sense US hat. It's signed by Thomas Sense, who's sort of kind of like the Thomas Paine, with the old Betsy Ross flag on, We the People on the back. You know, if they send, you know, a $100 donation, I'm going to put in a Common Sense polo shirt. For VIP donors, believe me, I put together very nice packages. You know, I'll give them, you know, deck of cards. I'll sign the Ace of Spades for them. You never know. Sometime that might be a collectible. Just trying to do whatever it takes to raise the money that I can go out there and reach the people. That's all I ask for, is a chance to reach these people. And I know I'll get elected, and I know I'll beat Susie Leach, because she just does not match up very well with me. I would literally not only get, you know, a little portion of her Democrat votes, but I would crush her in the independent votes. And that's what's important. And that's the reason why I'm the candidate to go out there and beat her, bring back, you know, this Republican Party. But, you know, as I said, I'm somebody that wants to work with the other side. These other people on the other side are not being reasonable. They're very hateful right now. I hope the vote there, you know, that they vote these people out so we can kind of come together again. It's time that we get some new people in Washington. That's why I say vote all out. But, Joe, I understand that. But the last thing to vote is, because it's something that's very hard for me to do. You know, but I sure use your help. I would appreciate your help. And, you know, believe me, folks, it's so important that President Trump and I win, because then you'll be able to, you know, start building back our freedoms, our liberties back again, become the country that we were, you know, that we're being, you know, stop this transformation of our country now. This is what I want to do. I promise you, I will be the best congressman you have ever had.
The person,
and
the person
those,
you're running,
you know,
against.
The I'm
person
sorry, what?
You're running against. The person you're running. Who are you running against that's sitting in
well,
the...
Well, first I've got to... I've got to win the primary, which is all
Republican. Not the
primary.
Candidates. I'm talking about the Democrat. What Democrat
right,
are you going...
That would be Susie Lee. And I met myself personally. This woman, she's just, I'll tell you what, she wasn't very nice. You know, she told me she tried to be bipartisan. She's anything but it. But I also looked into her eyes. I'll tell you what, they were dark. I mean, there just wasn't any light in there. And that's
like
the other thing
Democrats.
I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
You know, well, I get it, but that's what I'm trying to do. A lot of these people have rock hearts. And what I'm trying to do is kind of light a fire in the pit of their stomach. And as heat rises and goes through that rock heart and into their brain, they'll realize that doing things for people might help them, because most of these people are miserable. They're not happy. They've got plenty of money. They've got plenty of power. But I'll tell you, when you do for other people and you make them happy, it makes you happy. That's why they say it's just as good to give as it is to receive. Trust me.
Yes.
You know, you got a guy that's got everything, or a woman
yeah.
that's got everything. You know, when you give to
right.
somebody...
Brian, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. If we have more time, I will keep you going, but we don't. We got to do a couple of things before the end of the show. I want to thank you so much for coming on. We will work hard for you, and we'll endorse you to win in CD3 in Nevada, and we'll and get you publicized as much as we can for our radio listeners and the podcast.
God bless you, Joe. God bless you, Joe Scarlett. Thank you for the opportunity to be on your show. And folks out there, you know, the same thing. God bless you. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump for the way he's been fighting to save this country as well. And let me tell you, please, it's so important that you vote for him. Joe, thank you so very much. I say everybody as well. We're living in a tough time. And, you know, I'm here for you. I give you my word. Thank you so much, Joe. Thank you
thank
to your
you.
People. And have a wonderful
thank
rest
you so
of your show and evening.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
thank
so
you,
much.
Joe.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Good night. I want to thank. I want to, this is great. Thank you so much. I want to thank everybody. We had a special guest on the Sunday in John Schneider, and we finally got to sing the song for his new hit that's coming out. So we want to play it. We promised to play it for him, and I'm gonna play it. She's worth it.
It'd be so easy to turn our backs and walk away. Ignore the fires burning, live to fight another day. But I'm believing that no matter what it takes, her amber waves of grain should grow forever. It's a duty, it's a right, an obligation to stand for her and fight, for she's our nation. That's why we won't give up. Hell no. In this lost world, she's our hero. Freedom isn't free. It's up to you and me. Brother, I believe she's worth it. Now's not the time to hang it up and hunker down at home. Constitution, it isn't just a word. It's a glue that holds the whole damn thing together. Together. Together we can make our country proud. Together we'll all stand out from the crowd. There's freedom in our speech. Get on your feet and speak it loud. That's why we won't give up. Hell no. In this lost world, she's our hero. Freedom isn't free. It's up to you and me. Brother, I believe that she's worth it. Proud. Together we'll all stand out from the crowd. There's freedom in your speech. Get on your feet and sing it loud.
That was John Schneider. He was, if you want to listen to our interview with him, check into archives for last Sunday. He was on for most of the show. This is his new hit, She's Worth It, and we promised to play and we got it to do with that. I want to thank Brian and Adele, who's running for CD3 in Nevada. I urge everyone to go out there and vote for him in the primary, which is in June, and also, of course, vote for Trump and anywhere you go. And I'm going to tell you, Scarlett, how did you like Brian?
It was interesting.
You know, he, he, he's, He's got a handful with six primary people. Got to give him, but he's America First. He's common sense. I understand where he's going. He wants to. I agree with him on term limits.
How big is that district? Do you know?
Vegas is a pretty big district. If Vegas is a pretty big district area, you know, we didn't get a chance to really ask him on that part.
A dollar bill doesn't measure a person. You understand what I mean?
No, he's not that. He can win it with half the spending.
He needs to ramp it up. He needs to ramp it up and boast himself.
Yes.
Okay?
We'll get him on, again. But,
Get more in depth
yeah,
I didn't really have an opportunity to really get the nuts and bolts of him, and I would like him to come back. Maybe we'll have him come back in a couple of weeks. What do you think?
Yeah, as we get closer to June or May, we'll get him up.
Show with him, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
We need to have a nice conversation with him more in depth.
Meanwhile, we got J.D. Wilson coming on Sunday.
That's right.
And he's in Michigan, so we'll see how he goes.
So the Democrats took care of Mayorkas.
Yeah, and all at once. There's 34 Democrat Senate seats up for election in November. All 34 could lose. The American people up in arms. They are very pissed off right now. And there's a recall movement for Chuck Schumer in New York and others.
We have 25% dingbats in this country. We have 25% dingbats in this country.
Yes.
You know? And he's right. It's not just the vote. They're bringing in very bad people to take us out. This is
right.
This is,
we know that.
He's building a regime here. And everybody better have their weapons ready, baby.
That's why the Second Amendment is very important.
That's right. And we will take them out. It will be pretty fast. We'll whip them.
Anyway, running out of time, Scarlett.
Anyway, this is Scarlett Butler saying, thank you, Brian Nadeau. You have my endorsement. Definitely, we'll have you back. And God bless America, and God bless Israel, and God bless President Trump. And
I would like to thank...
Will you let me finish? This trial will come to an end. This is Scarlett Butler saying good night, everybody. Bye.
I want to thank everybody. Brian Nadeau, like we said, we're going to be endorsing him. I'd like to thank the caller that asked for the question, the people in the chat room, and everything else. We'll see you Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Thank you again. God bless you, and we'll see you on Sunday.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt.